Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Da-na-na.
Back again. Shot tell is back. Tell a friend. Tell all your friends. Tell all your friends about this great podcast. That's what you should be doing right now, today, and tomorrow, and every day from now on.
Every day? That's pretty steep, don't you think, every day?
No, I don't think so.
It's a requirement for you? Okay.
If every person listened to this podcast told someone else about it every day, imagine how big this podcast would get. Imagine how many people we could help, Matt. Do you ever think of that?
What is it, six degrees of anxiety or something? 6 degrees of separation?
6 degrees of anxiety. But yes, I am indeed back after a short sabbatical. I decided to go and travel the unknown. I'm just kidding. I didn't travel anywhere. I told you guys I bought a house. I've been working on the house. Literally all I've been doing, and that's what I was doing during my absence. I know you guys got tired of Matt's voice, so I decided to make a comeback to relieve him of his duties for a little bit.
Oh, I was just letting you have the floor.
Oh, you just want me to continue?
We haven't heard your voice in so long. You might as well just do the whole episode by yourself.
I haven't heard my voice in a while either. Well, like on a recording. So what's going on, Matt? Well, how was your week this week? I haven't asked you that. Well, no, I've still asked you. But I haven't, like, asked you on a recording in a couple weeks now.
There's no proof. There's no proof of it. everything's okay. I mean, you know, a shot was gone for a while. I was doing a few solo episodes, and it only took a fucking natural disaster to get him to come back in and decide to record an episode. Look at that.
Did it? I mean, nah, I feel like Therapy Thursdays are usually... I'm here for most of the... Well, I guess you did the last two alone, but... Yeah, I guess... It wasn't the natural disaster. It was me moving that made me come back.
Yeah.
I realized that, you know, I couldn't leave Matt alone for so long with all of these people out in the world. I didn't know the kind of havoc that he would, you know, instill into the world. So I'm here to bring the balance back.
Ah, of course. The balance of the force.
Yes. So no but anxiety, yeah. Matt? You've been good? You've been chilling?
I've been okay. I mean, work has been stressful, but that's just because we're in the middle of project deadlines. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything else, I don't know.
You seem a lot quieter than the last time I spoke to you. You know, you're always like, yeah, you know, I had anxiety about this and that. Or you're like, no, this week was great. You know, I started using the black and white stones and I decided to pick up the stone every morning. Are you still doing that?
Mentally, yeah. I don't actually have physical stones.
Oh, I thought you had some.
I just haven't had my full coffee yet, man. I quit drinking coffee, actually.
Then how can you not have your full coffee yet if you quit drinking coffee?
Because I still wanted to have it for this episode to be really alert, and I'm halfway through finishing it. So give me like 10 minutes to perk up, okay, pal?
All right, everyone. You know, so let's take a 10-minute
break. I'm over here trying to practice self-care, and this is your first day back, and you just won't let it go, huh?
You guys is can that what wait you want? In silence you want the for old 10 Matt? Minutes. Yeah, you guys can wait in silence for 10 minutes. While Matt's coffee kicks in, and then we'll continue. All right, so here, I'll
we'll start do a 10-minute meditation. Do a 10-minute meditation.
Shh. I'm just kidding. I'm not going
to. All right, and we're back. We waited 10 minutes, and we had to cut it out. Jokes.
Sure. Okay, well, that's cool. I'm glad you're doing good-ish, sounds like, minus the coffee.
Listen to the Therapy Thursday episodes I recorded by myself, bro.
Yeah, I totally listened to those. I had so much time.
I just talked to myself.
So much time.
Well, you know me. It's a solo episode, so it was only 3.5 hours. I mean,
yeah,
I can talk.
I mean, it sounds like you got used to recording alone because you still haven't asked me how my week was yet. My week has been great, Matt. Not that you care, but...
How dare you?
Again, I mean, just been busy working on the house. No real... anxiety stuff. I mean, more excitement, I think, right? We've talked about how those feelings can be kind of similar. The first night here was kind of crazy. Our heater didn't work, so it was really cold, and I had to sleep with socks on. One of our doors hadn't come in yet, so I had a piece of plywood out there that was screwed in. That was kind of sus. So I was like, well, people can just unscrew it and come in. And our patio door, sliding door, doesn't have a lock. So we, like, you know, jam something behind it to make sure it doesn't open. But, you know, you're in a new house. It's like when you go camping, right? Like, I think it's like, or like when you're in an unfamiliar place or something. There's a study where, like, only half your brain goes to sleep, right? Because the other half stays awake for your, like, survival to make sure it can catch any threats. So the first night here kind of felt like that, where it was like, I was like kind of half awake and kind of asleep. Because, like, you know, you're in a new place. There's all these imaginary dangers, right? I mean, I felt safe, right? I had protection on me. I threw all the condoms into my bed. I'm totally kidding. I had actual protection, home protection, but
yeah, your wife was there to fend off anybody. Your dog was there, and you knew the escape route.
Exactly.
So you could quickly exit if you need to go through the window.
Yep. I have a built-in hatch so I can escape, if I needed to, but yeah, you know, it's actually been pretty good. I have noticed that I haven't been eating as much, and I've lost a lot of weight. Which, I mean, it's just, I've been busy and just haven't been paying attention to what I eat. So sometimes I do feel, you know, I start feeling a little bit off, right? I start, like, a little bit edge there. And then, and I just realize I haven't eaten. So I go get some food, have some water, and I'm like, hey, I feel great now. So don't forget to eat, kids, and drink. Adults too.
Yeah.
But that's been my week.
Yeah, weeks. Yeah, for sure.
Multiple. It's a week, and then, like, open parentheses, close parentheses, S. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think you definitely handled it pretty well. Every time I've, like, talked to you, you just said, oh, I'm busy working. I'm, like, almost too tired to feel anxious or stressed. Like, you're getting both, like, the physical stress out because you're constantly working on the house. You're doing different projects, right? You're helping with the remodel. You're doing all those physical activities, so your body is, like, physically tired of any stress. You're, like, getting rid of it. And then also just mentally, you're so focused on, like, oh, I have a plan. I know what I'm going to do today. Okay, something may come up, right? Like, somebody may be not, like, oh, the tile you installed is chipped. We have to redo it or something, right? But you can handle it because you still have kind of that procedure in place. And you know overall, like, okay, this is one step in many that's going to lead to, like, this big project and this big, like, accomplishment with the house. So even though, like, minor events are stressful, overall it seems like it was pretty good when I talked to you about it, which is good.
No, it definitely was. I mean, I, you know, there were definitely parts of it, like, I think I mentioned, like, the first time I went to, like, the crawl space underneath the house, I had, like, this little, like, oh shit moment, right? It's like, you know, there's 3 feet of space down there. Very dark. I was wearing, like, a monkey suit, which is, like, you know, the full suit, like the painter suits that people wear sometimes.
Oh, we just call them the COVID bathing suit.
Yeah, that one. I had, like, a mask on, glasses, right? So it was just, like, I was very out of my element. And I went down there, and it was, like, well, the only escape, not escape, but, like, the only way out was, like, the way I came in. Like, I was going away from it, right? It's, like, all of these triggers. But then after that time, man, I've been there so many times now. I ran down there by myself with no one else at the house to run, like, all of my internet wiring. I've been down there to do my cable wire. Like, I just go down there all the time.
He actually just lives underneath the house. He's the house elf, and he was lying about doing
the troll.
He was lying about doing the, it's his house. It's really just a renovation project he's working on for his family.
Yeah. Don't say shit about house elves, dude.
That's why he mentioned socks earlier. He's trying to sleep with the socks so he can get clothing to be free. He's like, it's so cold down here.
Yeah. I'm a proud member of SPEW, okay? The Society of the Promotion of Elfish Welfare. So, If you don't know what that is in reference to, you should go read Harry Potter.
Spoilers, bro. I'm not on that book yet. What the fuck?
Well, now you know what spew is.
Well, you spew a lot of bullshit, so I just figured it was related to that.
Anyway, but yeah, again, small things here and there, but nothing big. I've had cuts everywhere, but that's nothing. But I was using a grinder one day. This one was kind of bad.
The app on your phone?
I still have, like, no, not the app on my phone.
Wow, I was going to say, like, you just got the house.
Be a real man, Matt. Learn what the name of freaking power tools are, okay?
Did you use some Tinder, too? Did you start a fire?
Grinder. I mean... You're dumb. No, but I was using the grinder one day. I'm in the attic, right? And, man, that shit, like, spins, and it's kind of scary to begin with, right? It's, like, super high speeds, like, use it to cut metal. And I'm, like, cutting this piece of metal, and it freaking slips out of my hand, right? Falls onto the ceiling. And, like, it, you know, it's, like, when you're cutting metal, like, there's sparks flying. This is probably one of the scariest experiences I've had. It slipped out of my hand, like, fell, and then it's, like, jiggling and shit. And I was, like, fuck, I could have, like, cut off one of my fingers. I hope the roof didn't get ruined. I had to turn it off, like, go down, take a couple minutes. I haven't touched the grinder ever since. I'm just like, you know, let's leave that to the professionals till I get some training on that. But yeah, that one was pretty scary.
Wow. I mean, I'm glad that everything worked out and that you were safe, but yeah, power tools like that, you know, we always say, like, oh, you know, they're very dangerous, and us as men are always like, it's okay, I can handle it. Like, I almost cut my fucking hand off with a chainsaw when I was, like, 14. Like, one of those, like, smaller chainsaws, not, like, a full one.
Yeah. I've actually, surprisingly enough, I don't think I've ever used a chainsaw. But, yeah, I've used all sorts of power tools at this house. And I think the grinder is, like, that one I'm just like, that's, I need to grow up a little bit more to use that. Not at the right age yet. Anyway, but that's all I had for this week. Unless, Matt, you got anything more?
No.
No? I'm assuming that's a no. Okay. It's good to be back. Look forward to speaking with you guys a little bit more. And yeah, take care. Have a good one. Stay safe. Stay healthy. I forget everything that I used to say.
Where's the quote? Give us a quote.
That's the regular episodes. Man, you got this all messed. I'm gone for 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
You don't know the difference between a 3 weeks, and you don't know the difference between a Therapy Thursday episode and regular episode. Go do some reading, Matt. Disappointed in you. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, well, till Monday, take care, everyone.